Can you believe January of this new year is almost over? Time flies, so make the most of it, as it appears many non-citizens have done in Texas when it comes to elections. Sam Taylor, a spokesman for the Secretary of State's office, explained to the press that his office used our strongest possible matching criteria to make sure each of the matches was the same person. He said that although county election chiefs were instructed Friday in a written advisory to treat the names as weak matches while they investigated, Taylor said it did not mean the criteria used to match the names was weak, reported the Associated Press. Taylor speaking about the year-long investigation of Texas voter rolls that has indicated that about 95,000 non-U.S. citizens might have improperly registered to vote, including about 58,000 who cast a ballot in one or more Texas elections since 1996, the Austin American-Statesman reported. El Paso's election administrator said she looked at her list and said, well, I can see that this big list, this number's going to shrink a lot. So what? Is it somehow less scandalous if the 58,000 number shrinks by half to only 29,000 non-citizen illegal voters? Heck, even if the number were reduced by 75%, it would still be 14,500 illegal ballots that canceled out the legal vote of 14,500 Texas citizens. Now maybe you understand why I alone enlisted robust funding of the AG's Election Fraud Unit as a top priority for lawmakers in Austin this session. It's number 4 in my list. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.